Larry Lovett and Bob Guthrie could not have been more different in temperament or stature. Lawrence Dow Larry Lovett was a portrait of refinement in speech, manner, dress, and worldly surroundings. As a child, he had hoped to become a concert pianist and had toured South America at 17, performing before small audiences. But a debilitating stage fright forced him to give it up. He graduated from Harvard College and Harvard Law School. He worked in a succession of executive positions for companies owned by his father, oil tankers and a steamship line, but retired at the age of 50, opting instead for a life of enjoyment and support of the arts and the cultivation of international society at its highest levels. He achieved his greatest social coup in 1995 when Diana, Princess of Wales, was in Venice for the opening of the British Pavilion at the Biennale and came to Lovett's palace for lunch, trailing the usual swarm of reporters and television cameras. Shortly after his triumphant lunch with Diana, Lovett opened his copy of the Save Venice Regatta Week journal and found his name topped by that of Bob Guthrie. Randolph H. Guthrie, Jr. was a tall man. More to the point, he was massive, in the sense that when he was walking, even very slowly, it seemed it might take him several steps to come to a complete stop. The son of a prominent New York lawyer, his father was the Guthrie of Richard Nixon's law firm, Nixon, Mudge, Rose, Guthrie, Alexander, and Mitchell. Bob Guthrie was educated at St. Paul's School until he was expelled for setting off a bomb behind one of the dormitories. He then graduated from Andover, Princeton, and the Harvard Medical School. Guthrie was brilliant, assertive, motivated, highly focused, and possessed of a take-charge personality, which made him a natural leader. The downside was his tendency to handle disagreements in a confrontational, bullying manner, which had led to his departure from more than one corporate board. The slow pace of doing things in Venice vexed him, and more than once he had been heard to say that Venice would be better off without Venetians, and that Venetians are the world's biggest freeloaders. He was also known on occasion to browbeat and humiliate subordinates in public. In a face-to-face meeting with Guthrie, Larry Lovett objected angrily to Guthrie's reversal of their names. As Guthrie later recounted the conversation, he responded that Lovett had only himself to blame. He had been undermining Guthrie by giving contradictory instructions to the staff and making pronouncements and commitments on behalf of Save Venice without Guthrie's knowledge. Guthrie warned that he would put his own name at the top of the Save Venice stationery as well if Lovett persisted in this behavior. Lovett threatened to resign if Guthrie did so, and Guthrie relented, feeling he had made his point. He then offered to return the presidency to Lovett, but Lovett said he did not have the time to do the work and did not want the legal responsibility. "In that case," said Guthrie, "you're not going to have unilateral openings and unveilings, you're not going to give speeches, and you're not going to make commitments for Save Venice or accept medals or take credit for the work of Save Venice unless I agree to it in advance. I'd be delighted to step aside and let you be the boss again, but as long as I'm in, you're going to have to toe the line." Lovett glared at Guthrie. "As chairman," he said, "I do have certain prerogatives." "Actually," Guthrie replied, "as chairman, you have nothing." Guthrie handed Lovett a copy of the Save Venice bylaws. "Here, take a look at the bylaws. There's no mention of a chairman anywhere. It's very clear. The president is the chief executive officer in sole charge of Save Venice. When you chose the title of chairman for yourself, you who are so enamored of titles, you titled yourself into oblivion. You don't exist."